Monday Night Football tonight here on The Zone. Tom Brady, an angry Tom Brady, against the New York Jets. Sam Darnold is back. They met earlier in the year. Luke Falk was taking on the Patriots. Sam Darnold gets him tonight. Still going to be an uphill climb for the Jets against that Patriot defense. And Tom Brady, an angry Tom Brady, who has to understand the optics of his Netflix appearance with Paul Rudd. Yeah. Even film before all the stuff about Robert Kraft came out, and he's wondering why people are asking him about it. Well, the optics don't look good. And the Netflix special that is out, but we all love an angry Tom Brady. I'm sure that'll give him extra motivation tonight to play against the Jets, who already have a head coach who seems like he gets even more fired up to play the Jets in Bill Belichick. But that's the game tonight. It'll be right here on The Zone. Coming up, kickoff is at about 7:15. One thing George is very excited about. George, yesterday, there's bad news for the NFC because it appears that Aaron Rodgers is a happy human being. No Devontae Adams. It's okay to keep him out of the lineup for next week, too. If you could do that, if you have any power.
Yeah, why not?
Shouldn't make the trip to Kansas City. But Aaron Rodgers was, I guess, perfect yesterday. He'll always be, now moving forward, Matt LaFleur. It's always attached to Matt LaFleur. Well, that must mean they're getting along.
Yeah.
He had 429 yards, 5 touchdown passes. He had a rushing touchdown. Must mean that yesterday he woke up and he liked Matt LaFleur.
Got to be, right?
There was a lot of classic Aaron Rodgers yesterday playing in that game, which is even more impressive because of who he didn't have around him. Short week. And I thought the Raiders would give them more of a fight. Not a chance yesterday for the silver and black.
It started off that way, though. I was like, oh, this is going to be, they're going to be gunning both ways. And then all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers just was like, hold up. Let me remind everybody who I am. It was beautiful.
That looked like a classic Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Yeah, which is scary.
But what about if he wakes up next Sunday for the Sunday night game in Kansas City and he doesn't like Matt LaFleur?
You're sure hoping so, right?
Have you seen the Chiefs defense? Did you see what they did to Flacco? You think all week, we'll put a wager on it. You know what? I'm confident. There's no way the Chiefs can lose 3 in a row at home, right?
Oh, this one might be rough.
You come up with a wager, and we'll make a wager on our 2 NFL teams playing next Sunday night at Arrowhead.
By the way, my NFL team is taking care of everybody on the station's NFL team so far. We've got Dallas. Shout out to Josh. I mean, I texted Shane yesterday, sent in my condolences. Shout out to Stibbs in Denver. Man, if I'm DB and Michael, I just hope that the Saints and the Steelers.
What, are you on a revenge tour?
I don't know about that.
A lot of angst there.
I feel good. I do wish, though, Patrick was playing.
I echo those sentiments. And I wish Patrick Mahomes was playing against Green Bay.
Because even before the season, we both looked at this and were like, okay, this could be something on this Sunday night football game.
Ooh, man.
Still could be something, though.
Don't kid yourself. I didn't think about what it would be like to have Teddy Bridgewater as my quarterback compared to Matt Moore. But Teddy Bridgewater, they're 5-0. And how many teams around the NFL right now? You've got the Saints, who yesterday had no Breeze. No Kamara. You were playing against Chicago, who was coming off a bye week, had plenty of time to fix things and to get healthy. You bring back, I don't know, say this out loud, you bring back your quarterback in Trubisky, and you have no identity in that game. You decide not to run the football, don't score an offensive touchdown until 3 minutes or less left in the game. The flaws on offense that are still there remain. And at 3-3, the Bears might be in real trouble. And I had them pegged to win that division. That defense hasn't disappointed for the most part, but the offense has probably should have seen through the flaws and said, nope, they're still going to be there. But how many teams in the NFL right now, when they look at, to a lesser extent, Kyle Allen is unbeaten as the fill-in for Cam Newton in Carolina. Or Teddy Bridgewater, they're 5-0. You don't have your best quarterback. You don't have HOF quarterback. You don't have one of the best offensive players in the game yesterday. But you still have a head coach who's creative. I mean, they ran a fullback option to Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
You have a roster that's built really well to withstand for a good 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. No Drew Brees in the lineup, but he's on his way back. And your combination of GM and coach is pretty good in New Orleans. You could make a strong case that Sean Payton is the halfway point of the year, coach of the year in the NFL. But how many teams in the NFL would say, looking at your quarterback today, whether you be in Chicago, whether you be in, I don't know, maybe to an extent, the LA Chargers, you look around and go, man, I would take Teddy Bridgewater over the current quarterback that I have leading my team. You know, they would love to have Bridgewater in Miami. Zach Taylor would love to have Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah.
I would take Teddy Bridgewater in Kansas City over Matt Moore. Probably come up with about 6 or 7 teams in the NFL right now that would take a backup quarterback in New Orleans who is 5-0. And it's not like some bum off the street.
No.
I mean, a devastating knee injury opened the door for the Sam Bradfords and the Kirk Cousins to enter the fray in Minnesota and make Teddy Bridgewater expendable.
Let's be honest.
And he found a home. He found a home in an ideal system where he knew he'd be playing behind a guy that hardly ever leaves the field. But he'd be playing for a coach and a system that keeps you prepared at all times. Look what it did to Chase Daniel. Oof. You know, Baltimore wouldn't take. I mean, Lamar Jackson, who in the AFC, if there's a team that behind New England that you start to think about, okay, from Kansas City's perspective, who you're going to have to battle with to fight for the bye, that'd be Baltimore. I mean, Lamar Jackson has now got, what, 4 double triples so far this year? He's in the MVP discussion, and that's a really good football team that made a statement. You know, they hadn't played the juggernauts of the NFL, and they went to Seattle yesterday, and they made Russell Wilson look not like a MVP candidate, and they completely shut him down. And I don't think that there would be people in Baltimore that are going to say to you, as you scoffed at Lamar Jackson and said, man, that guy's a wide receiver. They're going to say, nope. Did you see who some of the offensive minds we had on this staff that have worked in systems that Lamar Jackson thrived at Louisville? We knew he was going to be good. And I think John Harbaugh would go a step further. And the way Lamar Jackson has played this year, after finally getting his shot last year, would say he's exactly who he thought he was going to be. And I would put Baltimore right behind New England in the AFC. And somebody that's not very far away from that is Indianapolis. I found my 2 coaches this weekend, George, that I could fall in love with and I could watch them coach football. It's so easy to come up with coaches that when they get to Saturdays and Sundays, don't know what they're doing. Pat Shurmur comes to mind. Feel for my buddy Richie that has to put up with Pat Shurmur's play calling. Your whole goal is to put players in position to succeed. Pat Shurmur is the anti that statement. But 2 guys that this weekend I watched a lot of their team play that I could ride with would be, 1, Matt Rhule at Baylor. Matt Rhule, 2 years ago, they won 1 game. He took over. He seemed like an out-of-place guy. He walked into a situation at Baylor that was supposed to be a dumpster fire that was supposed to go away. Pretty rabid fan base, pretty bad situation, left by Art Briles. Brand new stadium, state of Texas. They want you to be good in football, but they want you to be a good person and lead a good program. And Matt Rhule walked in there. 2017, they won 1 game. 2019, they're on the cusp of possibly being in a New Year's 6 game. And in that area where every day, even after a Cowboy victory like they had last night over Philadelphia, same. Who's going to be the guy that's going to replace Jason Garrett? I know Urban Meyer chimed in this weekend. He said, that's a job that you don't look past. Lincoln Riley's name is mentioned all the time. What about Matt Rhule? Who NFL teams like Matt Rhule? Baylor hopes to keep hold of Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule is a guy that I'm going to watch even more. I think Matt Rhule is moving quickly up the ranks. Already thought of him highly. And it's just every week, the way he puts his team in a position to succeed, and he gets the most out of them because they're not the most talented team in the Big 12 Conference. He moves up the college football power rankings for coaches. The other is Frank Reich. Indianapolis could have Josh McDaniels right now. And maybe they're in the same spot. But McDaniels screwed him, and then Frank Reich takes over. Gets to the playoffs, loses to Kansas City. Before this year, Andrew Luck retires on him. He didn't have Andrew Luck. He'd been battling injuries. He was preparing for the season with Jacoby Brissett. They've drafted well. Again, good GM combined with a good head coach that have the same idea of how they want to build their roster. They want to go front to back, back to front, do it up and down the line of scrimmage. Be smart football decisions. They've done that in Indianapolis. And yesterday, in their win against Houston, to put them atop the AFC South, Frank Reich proved that his team is more than running the football. They like Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett has some of the best numbers in the NFL, and he's played one fewer game than most of the guys that are at the top of the passing rankings. So Matt Rhule and Frank Reich, I'm riding this week. Those are two guys that are inching up the power rankings in both college football and the NFL. And again, Frank Reich, longtime assistant. He had his chances, interviewed at different places, wasn't ready. And then in Indianapolis, after they thought they had a guy and the guy bailed on him, they found the right guy in Frank Reich. Coming up in the last hour, down in Lincoln, again, not till 2 does the head coach speak, but some players will start to appear. They will say things. We will deliver what they say. More on the Nebraska-Indiana matchup coming up. And I want to get to what Jeremy Pruitt did on Saturday night. Backup quarterback made a mistake, came to the sidelines. Coaches, F-bomb. They dog cuss you even more, address you up and down, and you stand there and you take it. But what happens when they place a hand on you and they grab your face mask? If you're from my era, you accepted it. You're from a younger era, probably not a good situation. But when did it change that it was not acceptable? Oh, that's football. Instead of, no, that's not how football is supposed to be. That happened in Tennessee, and Jeremy Pruitt's hearing about it today. That's all to come. Last hour, the Gary Sharp Show on this Bragging Bitch Monday on 1620 The Zone and the 1620 The Zone app.